Good evening. This is Reverend
Love
Gary
Talk
C.
Radio.
All right.
Live Insights Radio presents Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. Siege is a Wicca high priest, spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, and crystal ball reader. To talk with Siege, call in at 646-595-3440. And now, let's step together through the looking glass.
Well, good evening out there, everyone. This is Reverend Gary C. Heron. I'm also known as Siege. And this is Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Readings by Siege. I'm here tonight with my producer and co-host, Mr. Iggy Garcia. Hi, Iggy. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Glad to have you back on the air.
Thank you. It's been a little while. I miss everybody. And I see some faces out there looking in. And we're going to do some crystal readings tonight. This is going to be fun.
Awesome.
I noticed that yesterday you guys went out in Columbus, Ohio, and did a walk for peace and love.
Yes, we did. Absolutely.
I saw some of the pictures. That looked awesome, man. We need to do more of that in this world, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. About 40 people showed up, I think.
Great.
Jumping in along the path and leaving and coming.
If we could do that in every town across America, what a wonderful world we'd have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a great time.
We need change.
Totally
change for the positive, that's for sure.
That's right. There's enough anti-this and anti-that.
That's it. And, you know, people don't focus on, you shouldn't focus on what you don't want, which is hate and violence and, you know, racism and all the crap, you know. You need to focus on where you want to be, and that's feeling good, being happy and
right.
Loving everyone and everybody getting along. Isn't that what we need more of?
I think so, too.
Okay. Well, let's get into this tonight. With the crystal readings, I have been a crystal reading for about 6 years now, a reader for about 6 years now, and I really like doing it. I thought to myself, you know, gee, why can't I read a crystal ball anywhere at any time, even out in the broad sunlight? So that's what I do, and I look into the ball. I get impressions and visions and symbolism in the ball, and as well as impressions from my own clairvoyance. If ideas come in there, I'll speak them out. And that's how the process goes. So I'll take your calls one at a time, one question, please, and keep it kind of simple. You know, it's like just, you know, a simple question, and I will go into trance, and we'll see what we see in the ball. So I'm ready for the first
call
here.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Very nice to meet you, Siege. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California. Hi.
Sacramento, California, did you say?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow. Long way from here, from southeastern Ohio, that's for sure.
Yes.
So how can I help you tonight? What's your question?
Siege, I finally have manifested some beautiful work employment opportunities.
Okay.
I actually have a job offer from HealthNet Centene pending the high security background check.
Okay.
I worked with Kyle regarding a job at Franklin Templeton, more data entry and talking to brokers.
Okay.
I passed the Pacific Gas and Electric customer service test last Sunday, and I took a SMUD, Sacramento Municipal Utility District test yesterday. I don't think I did very well on the test yesterday, but maybe I'll be surprised.
Don't second guess yourself.
Yeah, and thank you. I appreciate that. So, and then there's Owen Dunn, but I haven't heard from them. Will I be employed for several years with any of these employers, and will I start soon?
Okay. All right. Give me a moment. Just take a breath or two here. I'm going to get real in the trance here for your question because it sounded very complicated, but I don't think it is. I understand exactly what you're saying there, so just give me a moment here.
Thank you.
Okay, Wendy, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, you're going to be a busy woman, okay? I wouldn't be a bit surprised if, it's for the long term and maybe a couple of them at the same time. You're going to be going in and out of ideas, okay? And these ideas, go off into the side of the ball, it's almost to say this is going to be a continuing project here in your life for a while. Okay, it wasn't so much before. There's still inclusions in the ball on the left-hand side, which I call the past. But as soon as we get to the center of the ball and to the right, which I call the future, there's just a lot of mass going on there, a lot of ideas, little flashes, issues coming up with other people, between people, nothing radical or anything like that, but just discussing ideas, figuring things out. Okay, so there's a lot coming to you. I would say the one that has the most brightness to you, okay, the color is the one you need to follow the most, okay, the one that gives you the joy. And by all means, you know, dig in hard, but have fun, okay? And as I'm turning the ball, this is going to go on for quite some time. So, yeah, you're going to be in some of these positions for a long time.
And will I get an offer from more than one of them?
Yeah. Yes, I see you doing two or three things.
Okay, well, physically and transportation-wise, I could probably do only one. So I have to make a wise decision as to which one if I get multiple offers.
Yeah, and follow the one that has the most light, the most joy for you in it. Okay, but I see you doing several things. It may not be these other companies, but you're going to be doing other things. You're going to be a busy woman, straight up.
And am I going to be starting work by the last day of this month, or will it be later?
You're going to start right away. You're into it. It's coming real quick.
And will PG&E make me? Will they contact me this next week and invite me to
I'm saying you're into it now. Yeah, I'm saying it's probably coming pretty quick. So be open for it. Be prepared and bring it to you. Bring it to you. I hope I help you, Wendy.
And I'll be employed.
Okay, I've got to cut this off. It's only supposed to be one question, sweetheart.
Yep, we got it. So, Siege, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you if they want a more in-depth reading?
Yes, for sure. I'm at, you can reach me at www.shamanwitch.com. And my email address is shaman, S-H-A-M-A-N, 2020 at AOL.com. And, of course, you can always catch Shaman Witch on Facebook. It's a nice group, and I invite everybody to come out and, you know, join the group. And I post a lot of daily stuff, things of you know, good rapport, like, wind energy or solar energy, things like that, sustainability. So please check out the Shaman Witch group page on Facebook.
Excellent.
Okay, how about another caller?
All right, here we go.
All right, thank you. Hi, caller. This is Siege. How can I help you?
Hi, Siege. My name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are things in Georgia tonight?
Oh, it's fine. It's like 70 degrees.
What's your question?
My question is about following my passion or reviving a passion of writing and maybe acting. I just want to know if I'm ever going to be motivated to do that again.
Okay. Just give me a moment, take a breath or two here. I want to get a good reading for you. Okay, as I'm looking down into the ball, I'm looking way down in there, and I see one thing, like a line up through the middle of the ball. It's like a wispy cloud, but it's straight, okay? And it's almost like there's a microphone and you're looking out at the stage, and beyond the stage is the audience, okay? That tells me that you're going to be either in an acting role type situation or a speaking type role, okay, as you're looking out towards the audience. And I see that pretty pronounced. There may be even be music there in the center. It almost looks like an orchestra conductor or something. You can't see the band, but you can see the top of his head. Okay, as you look across the stage and out into the audience. Okay, so if you have any inklings towards public speaking or acting or any kind, I'd say go for it because, like I said, looking way down deep in the ball, there's hardly any other inclusions or anything like that at all. So the way is clear. That tells me the way is clear for you.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to
Thank
you. You know, keep your chin up and just go for it, hon.
Okay. Right. Thank you very
much. Have a good evening. Thank you. Nice lady. Next call.
Yeah, very nice. All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you this evening?
Good, thank you.
Good.
I just wanted to see when you saw a relationship, a significant other coming into my life.
Okay. One moment, please. Let me get a breath here. Okay. High possibility of a man coming in your future. He looks off into the future, and he stands kind of, he's kind of like in a military pose. So he has some kind of discipline training. I won't say he's a soldier, and I won't say he's a policeman, but he looks like someone that would have had some kind of training along those ways. You're going to meet up with him. You're going to come into alignment with him and pass by, so be aware. Mark this down, okay? Just be aware. And as you match up with his vibrations, you're going to catch him or you're not going to catch him. You're going to miss him, okay? And he comes fast, and he looks off into the future. And what you want to do is sort of match up vibrations with him right away so that you can walk arm in arm towards the future. There's nothing stopping you, but he's very pronounced. And he's kind of, like I said, he's
when,
kind of like
though?
A, pardon me?
Do you know when, though?
It's now. Yeah, it's coming on now soon. Okay, I'd say probably within the next 3 months, if you know, and not sooner than that. Okay.
All right.
He's kind of military looking. So watch for that. And just be aware, and he's coming. He's coming soon.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Real quick.
Okay. I work as a teacher assistant now, but I wanted to do lunch monitor, hall monitor soon. Do you see that coming?
It's going to be complicated. There's other people vying for this?
Oh.
No?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any openings.
It's going to be complicated because as I turn the ball here, it's like it's really filled up with like bureaucratic, you know, stuff, you know, bureaucracy, just paperwork and stuff like that. It's kind of filled up. So it may be a struggle. It may be a struggle for you. And whether
so I have to stay where I'm at?
Pardon me?
I have to stay where I'm at then?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't go down that road because it's really a struggle. It's almost like all of a sudden you just waded into the swamp.
So you don't see any other job, just the one I have then?
And that's it.
Okay.
Sorry there, Susan. I hope things go well for you, with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next caller.
All right. Here we go.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege. How may I help you tonight?
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago. I was wondering if you could tell me if I will be successful. I have a I got injured on a bus accident, and I didn't get too badly injured, but I did go to the hospital, and now I have hospital bills that my insurance probably won't pay. So I'm just wondering if you see it being successful.
Okay. There are ways out, okay, but you're going to have to really sort of pay attention to your finances there and do a little bit of fancy dancing and juggling, okay? I see you doing that. There's a couple avenues for you coming, and they're probably going to come as soon as spring breaks, okay? They're coming that soon. The main path, there's two different avenues. The main path sort of goes in a roundabout way to get to where you want to go, and it's iffy where you if you get there or not. The other path is straight on, and it's almost like there's a little barrier right in the middle of that line coming out that sort of says, okay, you're going to take the risk or not, okay? And
okay.
What it basically said is telling me that you have to take that risk with those finances, okay? But in the meantime, stay put, save your money as best you can, plan, okay? Make a plan, form a plan. Get it all on paper so that you have like a chart to where you want to go. And just like anything else, like a pilot goes from one destination to another, you're going to have to adjust your flight, okay, as you go along. But there will become a point, like I said, that you're going to have to take a risk if you want through this, okay?
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
look
understand.
For the light. Look for the light because that's where, you know, what's going to bring you joy in the outcome.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself there. Nice.
All right, let's take a really quick break.
Oh, okay.
Give you a little minute to gather yourself, and we'll be right back, folks. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Iggy.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening through the Looking Glass Crystal Ball Reading with Siege, Reverend Gary Heron, Sieg Heron, excuse me. So we're back on the show. We hope you're enjoying this episode. We've missed Gary. Gary's a big part of our team, and we love him, and he's been doing some personal work and doing some artwork and all kinds of cool stuff. He's got a whole bunch of things coming up. Hopefully he'll share with us a little bit of things he's doing. But we're pretty excited. I hope you're enjoying the show. The call-in number is 646-595-3440. And we're back to the show.
All right. Thank you, Iggy. I appreciate that. It's nice to be back for my little hiatus and get back in the swing of things and really hone my skills so that everyone, checks in is going to get a decent reading from me. Now, I want to tell all the folks out there, everything that I say, jot it down, okay? It may mean nothing right now, but who knows, in the time period that I say, or maybe just beyond, it may come out, and you're going to say, hey, that Siege was right on. There's what he was talking about, okay? So don't discount it. Jot it down, the information that I give you. And if you'd like more information about me, you can see me at www.shamanwitch.com. And there's my list of services and all my skills that I have to offer the people. I'm here to help people in this world and make the world a better place. Okay. So awesome. I'm ready to go with the next caller, Iggy.
All right. Caller.
Oh, thank you.
Good evening. How are you?
Coughing.
What's your name, dear?
Sorry. Elisa, thank you.
Hi, Elisa.
I'm coughing.
That's okay.
What's your question? I had a question, please, about my relationship that I'm involved with, if you see things working out.
Okay. Just give me a moment to get a breath here. Relax. Does he treat you good now? Because I see a real loving face there.
With him?
Yes.
Well,
yeah, I see a real loving face looking down on you. It's almost like a nurturing kind of masculine face looking down. So I was the question, the way I phrased that, I shouldn't have said it that way, but it's like, is there anything going on that would not be loving?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
that's where he needs to be, okay? I'm thinking to myself, that's where he needs to be, and that could cause a little bit of rift. For the simple fact that it's like people don't like change, okay? And he's going to have to change, in order to have that face where he looks at you lovingly, okay? And that's, with anything, any kind of relationship, it's open communication. Let's get down, have a cup of coffee and put it all out on table kind of things. Communicate. Be loving to one another and be kind. And he may have to learn that. Maybe that may be his big thing in there, but I see this loving face right out ahead of you, and like I said, he may not like to change.
Okay.
I think he'll get through it, but it'll be tough.
Yeah. Because I laid down some boundaries the last time. We haven't spoken or seen each other for like the last 2 to 3 days, and it's been going on for about a month, being rocky. And I just lay down some boundaries.
I understand, and I'm right there with you. I mean, we all have our boundaries. I will go with this, but I won't go with this. I'll tolerate this, but I won't tolerate that. And, that's how you communicate with each other. It's like you need your space or you need your time or whatever. You need to be allowed to explore your world, okay? And so that's some of the things in that loving face that I see there that he's going to have to humble himself a little bit and say, she's a human being too. We're both human beings. We're both mature adults. Let's work this out. And
well, that's what he said last time. He said, let's work it out. And I said, but these are the boundaries. And he said, well, he didn't know if he could
prove it. Prove it.
Yeah.
And that's where it stands.
He didn't know if he could go with it, he said. So
it'll cause a lot of angst there for a little bit, okay? I won't lie to you. I see bunches of inclusions out ahead of you in the ball. It's almost like a big mass, okay? So it's going to be like pea soup. And I guess at one point I probably have to say to you, you know, it's like, okay, now you're going to have to make a decision, because if he won't change, if he won't respect your boundaries, okay, and get along, then, you know, in order to get out of the swamp, so to speak here, you may have to just cut the tie.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, it's something on my mind in a big way.
But just, you know, stand your ground and be firm and kind, okay? Be the type of example that you would want to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hope I helped you, Liz.
You did. Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. That nice lady.
Yeah.
Next caller.
All right. Here we go.
Good evening, caller. This is Siege.
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria.
I'm fantastic. What's going on tonight? Who am I talking to?
Rosemaria. How are you?
Rosemaria, okay.
Whatever you can pick up. I know you have other callers. I'm doing a few things on my own, a lot of changes, and keeping positive. And either I'm going to relocate with a job or a new business or the partner. Or a relationship, whatever you can see for me.
All right.
Either one.
Okay. I'll give you the whole picture as to what I see here in the circumference of the ball. All right. Just give me a moment to take a breath here. Okay. Are you doing any kind of education work now?
Researching.
Okay. I see you doing a lot of that, and it's very important work. It's more important than you think it is, okay? That's kind of like a noble cause for you to do, and there's nothing obstructing you with that. It's kind of like facts and figures, like you say, you know, research, data, looking along those lines. I see lines of, like, data, dits and dots going across the surface of a ball, okay? And it's very abstract thought if you really get into it. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Later on, and I'm going to say probably midsummer to late summer, there's going to be a division come up for you. It's nothing serious or anything, but it's almost like you're going to get an opportunity to take two paths or at least make a choice between two. Okay? They're both about the same. They both come out the same way. It's just, you know, you're going to get a choice about something. One is a little smoother than the other one. The other one is a little rougher, but they both come out well. So look for that. You're staying focused on your goals and stuff. I see your health is going to be in good shape, so don't worry about that. Just keep fit and healthy as best you can and eat right. Don't deny yourself the goodies, okay, but don't overindulge, okay? Keep yourself fit. And look off into the future with lots of honor, okay? The work that you're doing is very important. You have someone watching you overhead, like an angel or something like that, so be assured that you have confidence and you have the confidence of the angelic realms around you, that they want to help you and push you along and guide you, okay? And like I said, watch out for that split later on in the summer, okay? You're going to get a choice there about something.
Okay.
I hope
Appreciate
I helped
it.
You, dear.
Yep. Thanks.
All righty. Have a good evening, and thank you for calling in.
All right, Gary, a question for you. So could you explain to us a little bit how the crystal ball works? I mean, hear you talking about inclusions. You're talking about different things. And maybe
an
some
inclusion
of the listeners...
is like the ball inside is the, you know, the crystal has been cracked, and there's different fissures and whatever in the ball. It's just a mass of colors and angles and just a little bit of everything. And as I'm getting the questions, I'm in a trance, I'm in a light trance here, and I look down deep into the ball, and every little inclusion is like a moving picture, especially if you move the ball while you're reading. And I use that. I see these little cuts and flashes of light and reflections and whatever down deep into the ball, and they tell me the story of what's surrounding that question. Okay, and then as I'm in trance, the deeper I go, then I'm getting information from my source, call my angels or pure source energy. I get impressions in my intuition, you know, that I throw out. Okay, my feeling here is, you know, go this way, or my feeling is turn that way. You see.
All right, cool. I was always curious how that worked.
Yeah, it's kind of like putting it all together. Okay, you're seeing into the ball with your physical eyes, but you're also seeing with your psychic eye as well.
Very good. All right.
I hope I answered your question there.
Yeah, you did. I just want to make sure that, you know, the callers understood what, when you said certain words, that they understand. You know, sometimes we're in the metaphysical and the holistic biz, and we know all the terminology. We throw it out there, you know. And sometimes we forget that other people aren't quite understanding what we're talking about.
Yeah, they don't understand exactly what's going on. I agree with you. You know, it's a fascinating study. It's crystal gazing. Okay, and if anybody can get their hands on a book,
hello. I think Gary gazed into the crystal and disappeared. He'll call back in, but I'm not sure what book he was talking about, so we dropped him on the call, and he'll call back in. But yeah, Gary's been doing this work for a while, over 35 years, and he is a shaman, which he does this type of shamanic practitioner work. And I kind of do similar work. It's a little different. We have our different styles. But, it's interesting to sit here and listen to the reads, because it's really interesting, because everything, you know, he's looking at this ball, and he's almost got to find, like, this image inside the ball. And I always find it fascinating. I know I have my own little crystal ball, and sometimes I look at it, and I'm going, I can't seem to see anything. But sometimes you're clear and sometimes you're not. And what I find is, and you know, you can use other objects too. I know other people use cards. Some people use deck of cards, and some folks use crystals and rocks and all kinds of forms of, you know, things to hone you in and tune you in. But, you know, it's really up to the person. But Gary seems to do really well with the crystal ball reading. So I'm going to patch him back in and continue our discussion here. I think you got sucked into the crystal ball.
I think I did too. I lost you there for a second.
It was like, whoop. I heard a.
That's it. I don't know exactly what went down there, but I think I went through the looking glass with Siege.
You sure did. Time traveled.
So we have other callers. How many?
Yes. Here we go. Let's get you going here.
All right. Hello out there, caller.
Gary. Thank you, Gary, for taking my call. My name is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you this evening?
I'm good in the hood. Thank you so much.
Good. What can I do for you tonight?
I have a question. You know, I've written a second book, and I just need to get it out there. It's with a publisher and all, but it needs to get out into the world, and I'm kind of stuck. I don't know how to do that. I don't really know how to get that book out. So any insights that you might have on it?
All right, 1 second, please. I'll take a breath here. Okay. They're telling me right off the bat to self-publish. And that there's like a half a dozen different options for you, different paths. And it's a matter of your own personal research and study as to which one's going to suit your best needs.
But it's already been published by a publisher, so it's already out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's already out. You're trying to market it. You're trying to market it. I see what you're saying.
Market it, right.
Okay.
Excuse me.
It's still showing me there's several different choices that you can make. They're all like a high-end kind of thing in order to market it, and you're going to have to take the bull by the horns is what they're showing me here, this bull, and you're sort of reaching out and grabbing the horns a little bit. Take the bull by the horns, and you're going to have to invest in it. It may cost you a little bucks, but the rewards in the end will be great. Are you getting a good response from it so far?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not like it's selling hotcakes or anything, so I've got to get it.
Yeah,
sold,
you almost have to shove it out there. It's like selling yourself. That's what you're selling, basically, is what you've written in there. Okay, so you're selling yourself. And anywhere and everywhere, anybody gets it within 3 feet, 2 feet of you. You're going to tell them about it. You're going to sell it. You're going to give them a business card. You're going to show them the copy of your book or whatever, you know. Get people interested, get people stirred up. And you're going to have to, what you're telling me is invest high. You may have to spend a little money, you know, in order to get the results that you want, okay?
So would that mean a publicist?
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be something along those lines.
You talk to two or three publicists, and they really don't offer you a lot. And they cost a lot of money.
Yeah. Right. It's your choice as to what's going to serve your needs, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you, only you can tell. You know, I don't know where you're at, but it's like, okay, that world right there, what you have to work with, you've got only a couple choices, you know? And it's like if you go across the country, then you better keep an eye on it. Okay, for instance, if you found somebody in New York City, you're going to have to keep an eye on that because it's a distance away.
You have to keep an eye on the publicist, you mean? Or?
Yeah, because your product's out there, you're allowing it to go into somebody else's hands to do the work that you want them to do. That's what you're paying for.
Oh, I see, right.
That's what you're paying for, and so you need to keep close tracks on that and focus. But it's you shoving it out there. It's you are the magic, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And when you do that, then people take notice of it. It's almost like you shine so much inside, and because of the work that you did, and I call it work because it was a labor of love, it was work, but it the results are, when you walk through the door, everybody turns and looks at you, and that's how you have to present your book, and you may have to invest in that a little high end. You have to spend some money, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you
I hope I've helped you, Maureen. Look forward
yes,
to the future.
You have.
It's coming up.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good evening. Great. What call? Next caller.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Yes. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Hi there. How are you?
I am fantastic. Who am I speaking with tonight?
It's Adriana.
I thought it was Adriana. My love, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
You sound good.
Doing well. I'm keeping active, and I'm keeping out of trouble, and that's the main thing.
That's right. It was good to see you at the cave last weekend. So
mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I'm always interested in doing drum circles, you know, around the area and stuff. I just love to get out and sort of hoop it up a little bit, bang on a drum, make some noise, and it's all for good causes.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yeah, we definitely are all about the good causes.
Yeah, that's it. Love, peace, well-being, joy.
Right.
You got a question tonight, sweet?
I do. The reason I'm calling, I feel like there are some major changes coming my way, and I'm not sure at how many different areas in my life are going to be affected by this change. But I feel like something's coming. So I kind of want more insight, if you can see anything, into the energies that are around me now that are going to bring about a change in what area of my life.
As the impressions I'm getting right off the bat are, gosh, I'm looking out into the ball, and it's almost look like I'm looking across an expanse, if you will, okay? There's a lot of light coming from the past, so the work that you've done, and you're almost like, I don't want to say this, you're almost like a wolf going off into the future. You're kind of that energy going into the future. You're carrying several other totems, too. I can't make out exactly what they are. But anyway, you're bringing this light on into this vast expanse. And this expanse, okay, is like your world's going to open up for you. It's crystal clear out there, and I can see clear across the ball as if I'm looking across a big open expanse or space or something like that. So that tells me that there's a lot of higher mind thing going on, and a lot of your free time is going to be, a lot of your time is going to be freed up. Because there's nothing to block you. It's almost like you're adrift in space, but there's no real definite, I'm going in this direction or I'm going to talk to this person. It's almost like what they're telling me is get ready to be freed up in all your energies, in all areas of your life, okay?
Wow.
Where things just won't be that heavy for you anymore, even if you're still working or whatever. It's just that you're in your own little bubble, if you will, and you can do, be, or have anything that you really desire.
Wow. All right.
That's what I'm seeing there. And you're bringing this clear, bright energy, color, and everything with you from the work you've done before. You're bringing that along with you. And it's almost like I'm fishing for the word here. There's, like I said, a wolf-type energy, or not aggressive, but relentless is the word I'm looking for.
A lion.
Relentless. No, it's kind of like a dog shape or wolf shape, okay?
Wow.
And it's like the word is relentless, so enjoy that. Enjoy that. What
all
you've
right.
done so far is going to be rewarded.
That's
what
awesome.
I see. I hope
well,
I've helped you, love.
You have. It's kind of where my mind is trying to project me, basically. So,
well,
yeah,
be sure to jot down everything that I said here and, look back at it from time to time and see if anything comes out here. See how it goes and let me know. I like feedback from everybody out there in Radio Land, so please get a hold of me at shamanwitch.com, and I'd like to hear your feedback. Especially you, love.
All right. Well, you know I will. Thank you so much.
I bet you will. You keep me in line. Keep me out of trouble.
That's
all right.
Right.
I'm going to get on with the next caller.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Adriana.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be
sure.
right back all with
right.
Siege.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com. Your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Reading with Siege on the WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You can find Siege at shamanwitch.com. We're kind of cruising along. Hopefully you're going to call in and ask some questions. For those of you who want the number, it's 646-595-3440. We ask that you keep it to one question. If you want something more in depth and something more deep, instead of the popcorn ring you're getting, then I highly recommend that you contact Siege. He's amazing. He's fantastic. And he will give you the read that you're looking for.
Scrying. Okay. And scrying is you focus on an object, and it could be anything from dirt, grass, sand, water, oil. Yeah, there's lots of things you could scry into, not just crystals, okay? So if you're going to experiment out there, try all sorts of different things. I have an old picture frame that I take out and throw on the ground every once in a while, and I kind of read in the sticks and leaves and grass and stuff and see what kind of images I get from that. You can also look up in the trees and look at the leaves and see different patterns and images and stuff. So expand your mind out there. So we got another
awesome.
Caller, Iggy?
Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
All righty. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Hello. This is Catherine.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Catherine.
Catherine, okay. Where are you from, Catherine?
From South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. I like South Carolina. That's a nice state. Well, what's your question tonight?
I was calling. Did you see a new relationship coming into my life?
Okay. A second here just to take a breath here. I got my eyes closed. I'm turning the ball in front of me here, and I'm thinking about your question. Okay, Catherine, do you like animals?
In a way, I do. I'm not crazy about them, though.
I see. I'm seeing like a cat, okay? And it's almost like the cat is next to a lady at the beach, okay? And the beach, behind her are three men, okay? And you'll know her because she's kind of like a catty woman and everything, but that's not the real view. The real view is the three men that are looking at her, okay? And I got a feeling coming up here pretty soon, you're going to be in that position. If she's wearing a swimsuit or something like that, it may be next to the beach or something like that or next to water, but you're going to see these three guys, and it's the guy that stands back from the other two. It's the one that you're interested in, okay? He's the one that's going to be the kindest, most open person you probably ever met in your life. He's very open, and he's like a higher mind kind of person. He's a real true Aquarian age type person, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Okay. It's coming, I'd say probably, you know, within the next 6 months, okay, summer months. Okay, that's what you need to look for. So when you see this gal, and she's kind of like, you know, on the beach and being real catty and everything, there's three guys there in the background, and it's the one that stands furthest back. That's the one you want to talk to.
Okay.
Okay, now you write that down, and you let me know how that goes, because it's real pronounced.
Okay, so she's going to have a kid.
Pardon me?
As she will have a kid with her? Out there on the beach, or just
no? It's like she has this this attitude of like being catty.
Okay.
She's catting, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and they're looking at her. Okay, she's not the issue here. It's the three men in the background. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to recognize like, oh, there she is. And you're going to have thoughts, you know, boy, she's out catting and everything. And then just sort of look beyond. Who's looking at her? You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay. Watch for it.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thank
Write
you.
It down. I hope I helped you, Kathleen.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Good evening.
All right.
All right. Another caller?
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
Hello.
Hi there. This is
Hi.
Steve. Who am I talking to?
Stacy.
Banshee?
Stacy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same question as the lady before.
Oh, you're talking about your love life a little bit?
Yeah, okay. Is anybody coming in?
All right, one
or
moment,
description
please.
Description of them.
Sure. Okay, I'll try my best here. Okay. What's coming to mind here is I'm looking down into the ball. There's going to be like a little carnival type setting going up, a little fair, street fair kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Something like a party or whatever. There's lots of lights going on there, lots of fun and whatever. There's a guy there, and he has dark hair, and his eyes look a little sunk in a little bit, okay? It's almost like he's not quite eating right, okay? But he's healthy. He's just not – he needs some care. He has dark hair and – Pardon me?
No, I'll pass. I don't know. That's not what I'm interested in. I'm looking for, you know, somebody that I'm attracted to physically.
Okay. I'm telling you what I'm seeing in the ball here, okay, this dark-haired individual.
It would just be platonic. I'm not interested in somebody.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're looking for a friend. You're not looking for a relationship.
It's a friend. What you're saying, that person that you're talking about, I don't know who it is, but I know it's something like that.
Okay.
And I don't hang out in carnivals. I hang out more.
You're breaking up. I can't hardly understand you, dear.
No, I said I hang out more in sporting events, carnivals.
Okay.
Yeah, she's breaking up. I can't quite hear her.
Yeah, I can't get what she's saying there. I'm sorry.
No, I had more in sport events than carnival.
Okay, all I'm saying is a party or something with lights, lots of joy, lots of fun kind of thing. Not necessarily a carnival, but like a carnival atmosphere.
Yeah, we lost her.
Okay. All right. All right, let me take a breath here.
All right. Take a break real quick, and we'll be right back.
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated.
We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to withinsightsradio.com.
Welcome back to the Looking Glass Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. The call-in number is 646-595-3440. We hope you're enjoying this segment. And as we travel through the crystal ball and getting our readings, since we're out of callers at the moment, I just wanted to see if maybe you could give me a reading.
Absolutely. What can I do for you tonight?
All right. Just some, whatever you see.
All right. Give me a moment here. Take a little breath.
Mm-hmm.
Collect myself here a little bit. I turn the ball with my eyes closed, and usually it's when I open my eyes, it's the first image that I see, and I'm opening my eyes, and I'm seeing a lot of busyness going on with you coming up, okay? The whole ball is filled up with stuff out ahead of you, and a lot of it's going to be really, really fun. You're going to enjoy it. Don't be careful about your health a little bit. There's a red dot that I use, two red dots in the ball that I have, and I use them for health kind of things or danger or something like that. Keep your health in the top of your mind a little bit and just watch your food intake, you know, anything like that would be detrimental to your health and everything. Just keep an eye on it. Nothing to worry about. You're going to be having lots of fun. And your life's really going to be filled up. You got a lot of activity coming on. Don't be careful not to get yourself run down, okay? Look at things like, you know, how's my liver doing, you know, and you know how's my kidneys working, stuff like that. You know, sort of self-check yourself a little bit once in a while. But there's a lot of things going coming for you. And it's not that you haven't been doing the last half of the ball. There's lots of stuff going on that you have done. Okay, little gray areas and stuff. It's like, wow, I don't know why that happened, or I do know what happened there. But not like right in the center of the ball from there on to the future is just filled up with all sorts of activity. Some business mixed with pleasure.
Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, it's really great. Okay.
Awesome.
Just waves of it.
Awesome.
Just waves of it coming at you.
Well, that's kind of where I want to be. So I guess I'm heading the right direction.
You are. Just keep your highest ideals, forefront and be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be.
Yeah, okay, very good. That sounds great to me.
Yep.
Let's see if we can take another caller. It might be the same caller that got dropped there by accident, so let's see.
Okay.
Pull him back.
All right, we'll try again.
Yeah, hi. Sorry about that. I got cut off because, I don't have that. I have to... I guess I'm outside instead of inside.
Okay.
But no, the guy you were describing doesn't sound like something I'd be attracted to, maybe in a platonic way. But I'm just saying, who do you see coming in that I would be attracted? That
well,
I would have
kept the description. Description. That's like sometimes you're looking at the specifics. Okay. I'm telling you what I'm seeing in the ball. If you're looking for tall, dark, and handsome, he may not be there.
No, I'm not talking about, but that guy looks something like I would not want.
No idea what you would want and what you would not want. You see, I'm telling you from what you gave me the question, who is there someone coming up for me? And that's what I was telling you about.
What does he look like? No, sunken, I'm very attractive, so there's not a reason I couldn't attract anybody that, is not even average. So to speak, that doesn't sound like even somebody that, I would look at twice. I want someone that takes care of themselves, put it that way.
Well, this guy, obviously, like I said, let me look, give me a minute here. Let me take a couple breaths and I'll see what I see.
I'm not a smoker or a drinker or anything.
Right.
And that guy sounds like that type. Ooh.
As I'm looking into the ball here, I'm seeing a lot of inclusions going off into the distance. Your life's filled up. You got a lot of activity going on. As for any one specific person, there's multiple people that you're going to be able to see and talk to out ahead of you. They're looking right at you as you journey down these different avenues of your life. There's no one person okay, sticking out mm-hmm. there, okay, just a lot of different people and a lot of different events and stuff like that, that you may have the opportunity to meet people and talk with. I see a lot of faces, okay? So it's a matter of you sort of scrutinizing, okay, what works, what doesn't work. Okay.
Yeah, like I'm going to a sporting event this weekend. I like sporting events. I like guys that, you know, I like tennis. I like, you know, people. I'm not into the bar scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more into like I'm not attracted to Brad Pitt at all. Put it that way. I don't like that type.
Yeah.
You
well,
know, I don't find
all I can see here. There's nothing specific sticking out here, other than the fact that you're going to be talking to a lot of people. You're going to be very active, and just a lot of different dimensions going on in the ball. It goes down pretty deep into it, so that tells me that there's a lot of thought, and like I said, that scrutiny comes into play there. You know, you're going to have to pick and choose what works, what doesn't work. You may have something in your mind, and then out of left field comes somebody else that you never thought about that could be just right for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Oh, I know. I just don't want somebody that is just looking for a good time. I want somebody that wants to go out, date. You know, I'm not looking for a hookup. I'm looking, you know, to get to know somebody, and it seems like that's all I'm attracting, and that's not what I want.
Focus
so
on
that's
what
why.
Listen to what I'm saying. Focus on what you do want, not what you don't want.
Yeah.
All right. Hope I helped you there.
Yeah, but you see me meeting, like, in the summer, anyone I like? Or
it's out ahead of you, so I'd say probably by year's end, okay? It's out quite a ways, so I'd say probably in summertime or fall.
Oh, okay, great. You know, I don't have, like, a specific type. I just like somebody that takes, you know, I like somebody that takes care of themselves, somebody that likes sports, somebody,
right,
you know, that gets up in the morning, doesn't, no drinkers,
well,
no smokers,
that.
Bad habits, you know, a decent guy, somebody likes animals, you know.
I understand exactly what you're saying, so I'm going to go
exactly.
on to the next caller now, dear. You have a nice evening, and thank you.
All right.
All right.
Is there
Let's
another
see.
Caller?
No, we're actually getting ready to wind down, so
okay.
Is there anything you want to leave with?
Oh, yeah.
With our listeners, you know.
If there's anybody else out there that would like a reading real quick, be sure to call in. I've got a few minutes here, and Iggy and I are going to talk about just general things about life. And if you have any other questions you'd like to ask me tonight, Iggy, about what I do and some of the events coming up maybe?
Well, yeah, tell me what's going on in your world and what's happening and what can we look forward to see Gary C. Heron.
What Siege is going to be doing, well, I'm looking at doing, I'm really into my artwork right now, so I'm doing a lot of paintings. I make walking sticks and wands and staffs, and so I'm doing a lot of those again. I'm doing different kinds of artwork using different mediums and stuff, so I'm going to be doing a lot of art festivals this year. And if I can, well, at the art festivals, I'm also going to read tarot cards and do crystal ball then too. But one of the big events that's coming up later in the year, I think it's in August or September, is the Independent Fest in downtown Columbus, and that's always a fun time. All the local artists and craftspeople from around Columbus proper, Columbus, Ohio, come down there and they show their wares, and it's a nice little two or three-day event, and it's a lot of fun, so I invite everybody. I'll be down there. And there's also some hippie fests coming along. I like to be with the hippies sometimes, have a good time. And there's one coming in Rockbridge, Ohio, and that'll be in July. I think it's like the 4th of July weekend. They're close by. And I'll be there reading tarot cards and selling my artwork. And as time comes up here, I'm going to be getting into a lot of different things. I'm also going to be taking some people out and doing some small group shamanic journeys, spend the afternoon with Siege or spend the day with Siege out in the forest. And we're going to, you know, have some ceremony, have some lunch, educate one another, teach one another things, and, you know, really commune with nature and get into the spirit of nature itself. And so there's going to be some shamanic journeys that I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, and for the callers, you know, because we did get something on the chat room, somebody wanted to know what a shaman witch is compared to just a shaman or a witch.
What? I'm not sure. That's a good question. Basically, my base is to be as a Wicca high priest. Okay, Wicca is a nature-based religion. Okay, it's has a structure to it. They have one law, and it harm none, do what you will. We don't have a bunch of Ten Commandments or other laws and stuff like that. So, you know, as long as you're not harming yourself and anybody else, do it, is basically our law. The shaman part came in for me as I got my high priest degree. All of a sudden, Wicca was kind of waning, and shamanism, which is basically spirituality of nature, okay, came in. And they kind of crossed paths, and I took on the shamanic witch. Okay, I'm combining the two, Wicca with shamanic practice. And they work very well together. They're both earth-based spiritualities. I like the shamanism part because you narrow it down to between you and Creator. Okay, there's sort of no hierarchy, if you will. You know, it's you and Creator, you know, and nature is the concept. I enjoy that quite a bit. I enjoy both of them, really, because I like the discipline on one end of the Wicca and the freedom of the shamanism on the other end.
Do you feel like there's some kind of comparison, though? They kind of do, in some aspects, similar work, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. We do chanting and drumming and rattling, and we do ceremony. Okay, and we celebrate the seasons of the year, the cross quarters, and the equinoxes and the solstices. And, you know, we're very attuned to the star patterns and what's going on in our little piece of the cosmos here. And we're very aware of the energies that surround this planet. And it is our job, okay, to sort of send out good vibrations to help people, to educate people, to, you know, allow people to understand that, you know, our forefathers, our ancestors, weren't ignorant people. They had their shit together, so to speak, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And they knew things, and we've kind of lost those traditions, and we should never lose stuff like that.
Very good. Yeah. All right. I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yep,
I know
absolutely.
Sometimes
that's
people
that's in my from my heart, you know, it's truth. And,
sure.
And, you know, there is a better way in this world, and it's through peace and love.
That's right. Well, I guess we're about to wrap it up here, so I really appreciate your time because I know
thank
it's very
you,
valuable
buddy.
And very important.
I appreciate
so
you inviting me back, and
sure.
I probably should yell out to the callers, is it going to be the first Sunday of every month? You going to set this up?
Yeah, and I think our next show will be, let me look at my calendar here just to make sure. I think the next one, yeah, will be the first week on Sunday, and so the next one is March 5th at 7 o'clock. And so mark your calendars if you want to get a reading. And if you want something sooner than that, then you can go to www.shamanwitch.com and look up Siege and set up an appointment. I mean, why not go a little deeper, a little further?
Right. I do private appointments, groups, parties. I can do Skype readings. I can do telephone readings, up close and personal, whatever you like. You know, as long as you're in my area, I come to you or you can come to me. And I'm willing to accommodate just about everybody out there if I can.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, Gary, I want to thank you for taking time in this hour filled for
absolutely
the show. And
absolutely.
You have a great
fun
week.
And I thank all the callers that called in. And tell your friends and spread the word a little bit. First Sunday of every month, Siege will be back on the 5th of March.
Awesome. All right, brother. You have a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Love and peace, brother.
All right, take care. Thank you for tuning in to Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Reading with Siege, on with InsightsRadio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Iggy Garcia, your producer for these great shows that we get, and my great friends who join me. Monday, we will have the With Insights Anchor Show with myself, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, and Adriana Arts. We will be sharing our insights and our knowledge and stuff. So with that, I want to say thank you for tuning in. You guys have a great evening, and we'll talk to each other soon. And have a blessed week.